For years on Issues of the Environment, we've been discussing water conservation, why it's important, how to go about it. But we've never discussed how water use impacts our energy footprint and the negative impact that can have on our environment. Good morning. I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. Our guest this morning is Pam Labadie. Pam is Marketing Specialist for the Huron River Watershed Council and is heading up the Save Water, Saves Energy project. Pam, good morning and welcome to WEMU.
Good morning, David.
You know, I never really put much thought into it. Just one of those things you take for granted. Turn on the faucet. There's the water. There's never much thought about how it gets there, what resources are expended to make sure it's there. And personally speaking, until preparing for this conversation, I didn't even think about all the different ways I use water. So how, in your estimation, should we be thinking about water in relationship to expended energy?
Well, David, I think you're not alone. Most people aren't thinking about how much energy it takes to use water. And in fact, water accounts for over 13% of our nation's electrical supply. So,
how so?
Well, if you think about the weight of water, water is 8.34 pounds per gallon, and the average American uses around 99 gallons per day just for indoor water activities, washing face, brushing teeth, washing clothes. That gets to over 834 pounds of water per day per person. That's pretty heavy.
And if you have four people in your house, that's a lot of water.
Absolutely, absolutely. So when you think about the energy that's required to move that water around, to treat it at our water treatment plants, to bring it to your home, and then to heat it, that's a pretty significant energy consumption there.
And how does that manifest itself in emissions and in the impact on our air quality?
Yes, yes, absolutely. There is carbon emissions that are related to our water use as
and I
well.
Guarantee you, I never thought of that.
Yes, yep.
Well, as I understand it, about 5% of U.S. CO2 emissions annually, or 290 million metric tons, can be directly attributed to water-related energy consumption.
That's right.
That's rather significant, and that has all sorts of ancillary impacts on both human health and air quality, water quality. As we start to consider and really think about how we use water, what are some of the things that you would recommend that we start to look at right in our own homes?
Sure. Our project is mostly focusing on indoor water efficiency, simply for the fact that when you're heating water, that's one of the most energy-intense uses of water. So things like changing out your shower head to a low flow or a more efficient fixture, installing faucet aerators on your kitchen faucet or your bathroom faucet. Those are efficient fixture replacements, but there's also simple habits, turning off the water as you stand there brushing your teeth or when you're shaving, or making sure that you're washing a full load of laundry or a full load of dishes in your dishwasher. Really easy, simple things to just use a little bit less water.
It seems so minor. I mean, how much can I actually save in a period of time by turning off the water while I brush my teeth?
You know, that's a good question. It depends on how much water is coming out of your current fixture and how long you usually keep the water running. But, you know, when you're brushing your teeth, you could save 3 to 5 gallons if you just simply flip that lever off while you brush. You know, it's
if you ever tried to carry a gallon of water, 3 to 5 gallons, that's
yes,
quite a bit of water.
It is, yes.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Our guest this morning is Pam Labadie. Pam is Marketing Specialist for the Huron River Watershed Council, and she's heading up the Saving Water Saves Energy project. Why is it so important, in your estimation, to really start consider saving energy by saving water?
Well, because it's a really easy thing to do. You may not have the means to drive a hybrid car or increase your insulation in your home. Maybe you can't even take the bus. Maybe that's not going to work for you. But every single person can do something to save water, and it really is a way for you to reduce your carbon use and your energy use. And you can also, I'm going to add another thing to that, save some money too.
Oh, well, absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's where people get really interested.
Yeah.
Wow, how much money can we save? As we talk about money, is there major expenditures into putting in some of these appliances that you've talked about that would make a real energy difference?
Not necessarily. In putting in a new shower head can cost as little as $15. It's really up to the homeowner and what kind of money they want to spend. But some of these efficient fixtures are very, very cost effective.
And, you can redo your whole bathroom and be extraordinarily
Absolutely.
Ornate,
sure,
right?
Sure.
But you don't have to be. Is it better to take a shower or take a bath?
Actually, it's better to take a shower.
I'm so glad to hear that. I do not want to sit in my own crud.
Absolutely. And if you want to think about getting a little five-minute shower timer to increase the efficiency of your shower even further, taking a short shower is one way to do that.
Now, I don't even need 5 minutes to take a shower and do what I need to do, but there are those days when I like to stand in the shower
Sure. And
let the water cascade over me until such time there is no hot water left. That's probably not an environmentally friendly way to go about things.
No, I would say it isn't. But, we all have those days. So if we have more days where we're saving, then that's good for us.
Have you done a study or are you aware of a study that would show just by taking some of the measures that you've talked about, by replacing our appliances and by enacting some of the behavioral changes, how much a household can save in energy and in money over the course of a year?
Sure. The EPA's WaterSense program has done a lot of work in this area, and I think they're estimating that if everyone or homeowners that take these steps can save 20%.
That's huge.
Mm-hmm.
Over the course of a year, and then, of course, over the life of a household, that can save some serious money. Well, where can we find more information on things that we can do in our home to save water and save energy?
Sure. If you come to the Huron River Watershed Council's website at www.hrwc.org, we've got tips for the top 10 ways to save water in your home, all kinds of tools and resources and calculators, links to calculators that will allow you to even calculate your water footprint and your savings if you put in some efficient fixtures and change your habits.
So it can be low-cost investment, and there's big savings to be had, both in terms of money and in terms of the impact, the positive impact you can have on the environment.
Yes.
Pam, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
That is Pam Labadie, and she is marketing specialist for the Huron River Watershed Council and is heading up the Save Water, Saves Energy project. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to another installment of Issues of the Environment. It's a cooperative effort of the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division and the News Department at 89.1 WEMU.